Hello everyone, my name is Shantanu and you are listening to Let's Talk Money with Shantanu. And in today's podcast, I will talk to you about, can a middle class salary earner become wealthy just like you and me? Well, most of us work on a 9-to-5 job. We earn a salary at the end of every month. We spend most of our money that we earn as to pay bills. Some people are smart enough to save a little bit in their bank account, and some wise individuals, they do invest their money. Today, I'm going to discuss with you, can a retail investor like you and me end up being rich? Now, before you lose your hope being rich in the future, here are some studies that is being done worldwide. And the good news is most of the rich people in the world came from working and middle class background. Few places on earth is being dominated by inherited wealth, just like in Europe, where 50% of the population inherit their wealth. Now, before I deep dive into three stories that I'm going to tell you, I want to tell you a little bit more about a product that I've been using personally. And name of the product is Magic Mind. Well, I do love coffee, but getting high on the coffee has a side effect. I lose my focus because what caffeine does is it kicks in and it creates anxiety. I cannot focus when I'm on high on caffeine. So Magic Mind is one of those products which helps me to keep calm and focus along with the energy. I've been using this for several days. And you, my listener, I want you to use this product as well. And the team in the Magic Mind, they have created a fantastic offer for our listener. You can go to www.magicmind.com/Shantanu to get exclusive discount on their product. You should give it a try. Now get back to our story. The first character's name is Theodore Johnson. He left a fortune of $17 million. Now take a moment and guess, what did he do during his lifetime? You may say he was a CEO of a company, startup founder, factory owner. But in reality, he was a UPS delivery driver with an annual salary of $16,000. One of his friends told him about long-term investing. He invested smart and for long term. That is what made him a multi-millionaire. You see that simple and consistent investing can make you wealthy. Our second character is Ronald Reed. The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel explained it very well. He was a floor cleaner at JCPenney. He also worked in pumps to deliver gas in the car. Throughout his life, he took many jobs. It was never consistent, but his simple investment habit was consistent, which made him a multi-millionaire, and he had a fortune of $8 million. And our third character is Sylvia Bloom. She was a secretary for almost 67 years. She lived a simple life. She lived for 96 years, and her simple investment habit made her a millionaire. In all these three stories, three common people do one simple thing consistently, and the compounding did its magic at end. Now you may say, these people are the example, or they are exceptional. But wait, statistics show that 14% of world millionaires are teachers and 50% are middle income professional. If you don't believe me, you can go to the internet and search about it. The reason is very simple. Your income may not rise exponentially, but your wealth can, especially when you add the compounding effect. For most of the common people, the simple solution could be putting money into the bank. But this is a big problem. You should never put your money into bank. You know why? Number one, if you save money in the bank, for sure, inflation will eat up the future value of the money. Number two, banks are designed to keep you poor and make it so profitable by lending your money to other people. And number three, if you think you are saving for the future with proper planning, remember, nothing in life goes as planned. So, what else is there for you to become wealthy? The answer is investing. Take out a moment, doesn't matter which age group you fall in, start your investing journey right now. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I'll be talking to you very soon in another podcast.